Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, and we have some regular guests. We try and bring on great guests in the world of sports, sports business, basketball, you name it. We got a very special guest tonight, but as the program's named after, I am Gregory Crawford of Greg Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And a big time announcement right here. Tomorrow we kick off our web sports page, which is www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where we're going to have so much in there, national, local stuff. I live in Portland, Oregon. I know we have people listening all around the world tonight. We appreciate it, especially in Australia, which has become a hot basketball and sports country. I appreciate all you guys and gals down there, and just everybody. So I hope you'll go to our new web-based sports page where we'll be covering a ton of basketball. And speaking of basketball, our special guest tonight is the not brand new to coaching, because she's been highly successful, but the brand new coach at Pacific University in Forest Grove. They are the Pacific Boxers, a member of the Northwest Conference, Jennifer Mountain. And Jennifer, welcome. Get Jennifer on here. Welcome to the program tonight.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing great. It was nice to see you last week out at the LPGA. See your dad, Ron, working that strong every year in the media room. Are you much of a golfer, Jennifer? Do you play?
Actually, Greg, if I had opportunity, I would probably golf every day of my life. But, my dad has worked that tournament for the last 20 years, and the two guys that he's normally worked for the last, 10 or 12 years in the tournament, they were gone, actually. So he was in charge of the media guys. So I was kind of worried for everybody because he's not very technology savvy. So he survived the weekend, and it was a great event. And I had the opportunity to go out and watch the golfers and watch it. But, yeah, I absolutely love the game of golf, and it's taught me a lot. And something, like I said, like I could do every day.
He did a great job, by the way. Your dad, Ron, did a fabulous job, and he should be congratulated. I know you're very proud of him and proud of your parents, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that a little bit tonight. But, Jennifer, I wanted to ask you, you coached both the men in basketball and the women, and you're going to be the new women's coach. You are the new women's coach at Pacific University. Great school academically. Great athletics, great people out there, but love all of them. What is the state of women's basketball in college right now, in your opinion?
You know, I think it's a really exciting time. I think there's so many things, you know, with the Val Ackman thing coming out, the White Pages coming out last year, and changing the game and where we want to go, and everything that's evolved over the last few years. I think it's an interesting time in basketball, in women's basketball. I'm excited because I'm at a completely different level that I've been in. You know, I've coached Division I for the last 20-plus years, and all of a sudden I'm in a different kind of realm of everything and a different facet of my life. And I just think the game of women's basketball is kind of at a crucial point where I think we're going to kind of take a turning point. It's a situation where I think, you know, the notoriety and what's happening with the game, like people are watching it, they're interested, they want to see the women's game. It's evolved, obviously, over time, and I just think that they're tweaking with things that could make it something pretty different and maybe a little bit special. You know, it's not ever going to take away from the skill level and what's going on, but maybe could make it a little bit more interesting for people and maybe lean more towards the international game more than anything, which I think is a good thing because that's where we're all judged down the road.
Jennifer, we have you surrounded here, me being a wildcat, your dad being a wildcat, your mom being a wildcat. I know it's a great conference. Is that a little strange that you're at Pacific coaching? And I don't mean it in the strange, the literal definition. I mean, it's got to be just a little weird.
Well, you know, you grow up and you have the history of your family, and obviously my mom and dad both graduated from Linfield, and, you know, my career over time has evolved, and, you know, it's taken turns, and I've had some great successes, and there's been some times where, you know, it's really tested my patience and, you know, whether I would stay in the game or get out of the game, and I love to coach, and the opportunity to be in this conference, which I think is an extremely strong conference. I mean, the success that they've had and where they're going, I think is really good. You know, my mom and dad probably have more of a little bit of a thing about it than I do, but it's probably just because I've been in the Division I levels for so long, but definitely a big rival. And something that I'll probably have to deal with as we move forward, for sure.
It'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, you know, it's great. Coach Cleary, the men's coach out there, I know, is very happy to have you on board. And then, of course, Coach Cleary's wife, Valley, right, the AD at Willamette. So it's just one big happy family till we all hit the court and everything. So I think that's very good. Jennifer, what was the process getting to Pacific? You have such a great reputation, and I can back that up factually because I know people you worked around work for, people that have worked under you. You're highly successful. What was the process getting to Pacific? Did they contact you or did you contact them?
Well, you know, I was kind of at a stage in my career. I mean, it's not that I'm getting any younger, Greg, but, you know, with things that have happened in the last couple of years with my career, and I've had so many successes previous, and I really felt like, you know, with the Santa Clara situation, we really had moved that program in the right direction. And with ADs and the way athletics move these days, you know, it's very success driven, and there's so many things that go into it. But, you know, this happened kind of over a long period of time. I mean, it wasn't something that was really fast by any means. And I had heard that, you know, there was a possibility that the job would come open. And I obviously know Val, and I talked with Tim quite a bit about, you know, the school, the situation there, what he thought. I mean, he's been at the Division I level, and I think that was really important to me. The people that I work with is really important to me, and I really valued what Val had to say. I mean, working with her at Portland State, I respected her a lot, and then obviously being the AD at Willamette in the conference. So we kind of, it was almost like a mutual contact. I had talked with Ken, he talked with me, and we actually just had a lunch meeting together before anything kind of happened, and just kind of hit it off. And one thing that I really respect with Ken Schumann is that, you know, he's been a coach, and he was a longtime coach, very successful. And I think that makes a big difference at the AD spot, and what he has to bring to the table, what he's done for the program, what he's doing with facilities, his vision is just incredible. And I saw that when I just had lunch with him at that point. And that's kind of where the process began. I mean, he was out of town for a couple of weeks after that, so it was kind of long and drawn out. But, you know, good things happen for a reason, and just being patient sometimes really is beneficial. And it's a great fit for me and a place that I think that I can really thrive in. And everybody that I've met so far has been so supportive, and I think it's going to be a really good fit for me.
On the men's side in the Northwest Conference, and I'm going to get to a question here. I'm not being the sexist person mentioning the men. Whitworth has dominated the conference. On the women's side, George Fox has dominated the conference. I always ask the men's coaches, how do you knock Whitworth out of that perch? And I'm going to ask you, how do you knock George Fox out of that perch where they've been for a long, long time?
Yeah, you know, I've known Michael Meek for a long time, just from the Division I level, recruiting some of his kids when he was a high school coach at Southridge. He's had a ton of success at George Fox. Before that, obviously, Scott Ruick and everything that he has that he had done previously, you know, going to Oregon State. But, you know, I think the bottom line is it's an academic kid, which I have been used to recruiting. It's going to be a little bit different on how you get them there, but it's the same kind of kid as far as academics is concerned. It's going to really be, you know, and I've been 6 weeks into this job, so I don't, I mean, I literally have met four or five of my players face-to-face. I haven't had the chance to even see them yet. So we just really need, in my opinion, to raise the level of athlete that we have. And, you know, you have to have that academic-athlete balance, and I think the school has an opportunity to provide so many things for the student-athletes. And that's what I'm excited for, because you can offer them that, you know, and, you know, offer them an experience that maybe, you know, they didn't get or wouldn't get at a different program. But, you know, I'm hoping in the next couple of years that we really can provide that for student-athletes, and it's really going to be finding that next player that can that kind of, you know, maybe jump us ahead and compete with that George Fox mentality and so forth. We played them, you know, when I was at Portland State, and they're very, very, very good. A lot of people don't realize that, the Division I athlete compared to Division II, Division III athlete, you know, sometimes it's size, sometimes it's a tiny bit of, you know, speed or skill, but it's just a different little notch. So it's not this huge, huge gap, and it's finding those kids that can really elevate your program and make an immediate impact.
Jennifer, you're a Gonzaga graduate, and for people listening around the world, Gonzaga, if you don't know Gonzaga, it's you better learn about them if you're a basketball person. Everybody
yeah.
loves to talk about the men's program, but the women's program at Gonzaga is not exactly chopped liver.
Yeah. You know, Greg, I will always be a Zag. It's one of the things that is near and dear to my heart. When I played at Gonzaga, you know, it was quite a while ago. We didn't even have a conference tournament at that time, and we actually won the conference, and we ended up getting a watch. You know, we didn't have the automatic bid or the conference tournament and all that, but being able to be a part of that as an assistant coach, because I was out of Gonzaga for probably 8 years, and, you know, kind of saw a little bit of a downturn with what was happening with the program, and then when Kelly came in and took over, you know, I was a part of the shift that turned that program into an absolute powerhouse. And I will never, ever forget the game. I was sitting, you know, next to Kelly, and one of our ticket agents came down and said, "Hey, you need to come outside." And I was like, you know, the game's going to start in 10 minutes. I can't come outside. She's like, "No, you need to come outside." And I walked outside, and the line to get in was literally all the way down the street. And, you know, to see that from where I was as a player and even as an assistant coach in the beginning to where it had transformed to this huge, you know, it was a main ticket, and everybody wanted to be there. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. And the skill level and just the success that we had had and to be a part of that was absolutely incredible. And I'm proud of it, and I will never forget it. And, you know, more importantly, just with my experience as a student athlete, I mean, it has provided me everything that I've had in my life, and I will never, ever forget that. And like I said, I will always be a proud Zag.
Very good. Very well said. Jennifer, I wanted to ask you about, I have a very close friend, you probably know Steve Scott, who's the commissioner of the Portland Basketball Official Association, took over for mm-hmm. Howard Mayo. One thing Steve has done, and he's going into his third year this year, is he has a lot of women officials working men's games, and they're just doing a terrific job because they've earned it. Do you have a desire to coach at all in the future? I know you maybe want to be at Pacific the rest of your career, but do you have a desire at some point, if they offered it to you, to coach in the men's side?
You know, I mean, I haven't thought about it, Greg, to be honest with you. I mean, I was afforded the opportunity at the high school level. I mean, literally, the guy when I was coaching in the high school level that had been the women's coach had been there for 20 years, and it just so happened that I had you know, I coached other sports at the school, and the athletic director was the wife of the women's coach, and she's like, would you like to coach the men? And I was like, absolutely. You know, to me, coaching is coaching. It's not about gender. It's about teaching the game, and it's having that passion. And I think that I have it. I mean, at this point in my career, I just need to find the right fit for me, whether that's men or women or, you know, what level, it doesn't really matter. To me right now, the Pacific job is a great fit for me. I am near my family, and I'm able to stay in the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest. I love Portland. I'm from here. I've been back here for a year, and I can't imagine not living here and being here. And I'm just really looking forward to it. I mean, like I said, I've met 4 kids in my roster so far, and just having a new experience, and it's going to be completely different for me, but just having that capacity to coach kids that love to play, and the academic part and the whole piece is really important. I would never put anything out of my, you know, realm of would I ever do this. I mean, you just never know with your career. But at this point in my time, I'm really happy where I'm at.
We're speaking with Jennifer Mountain. She's doing a terrific job on this show, and she'll do a terrific job coaching. I know that, and I can say that. I'm going on record as saying she'll do a great job at Pacific because she's just got the it factor as a basketball coach. Jennifer, I love it when you get on that sideline, you're active, you start waving your arm to get that team moving down the floor. They're never going to take the Cleveland Indians out of me in high school or the Linfield Wildcats where 100-point games were often made. You love that up-tempo style.
I do. I really love to move the ball, push it in transition, and make things happen. I think that, you know, so often you find teams in a disarray in transition and just trying to score right off the bat. And I always am a fan of getting the ball to the big kid that running down the floor or getting it to a shooter. So, you know, again, I love, you're right, I love that up-tempo style. It just depends on the personnel that you have. You have to be smart as a coach. If you don't have that style, you know, you certainly can't play that. But, you know, I'm hoping in the next little bit, and everything that I've heard about my team coming in, I think we'll be able to do that, which I'm really excited about.
What's kind of, when you gather all your players together, and I know you're going to be talking to them beforehand, but when they're all together, and you're going to start the academic year in September, what's maybe the first one or two questions you're going to ask everybody? I think our listeners would like to know that.
You know, I think the biggest thing, and maybe isn't asking questions, it's really, I think the change of culture. I mean, we all hear that word of culture and expectations. I think making sure that they understand where the culture wants to go, the expectations that I want to have for our team and for them individually and collectively, I think is really, really important. You know, the biggest thing for me as a coach is no matter where I've been, the biggest factor is I want those kids to have a great experience athletically and academically. And you know, winning always makes it better. I mean, that's the bottom line. But also giving them an experience that is maybe something special or something different that they may have not gotten somewhere else, I think is really crucial as well. When we have that first meeting, and literally that's like my one meeting that I get with them in the fall, is to go over expectations and where I want this program to go. I think they've had a really good base, and I think there's been some really good things, and it's just jumping them to that next level. Like, you guys can get there, and this is what it's going to take. So asking them, I don't know if we're going to get to that point where we're asking them too many things, but it's more of planting the seed of this is what's attainable and this is what you can do, and I have faith that you guys can do this, and this is how we're going to do it, and kind of lay out a plan for them. I think that's more of a conversation that we would have in the very, very beginning.
Very good. Jennifer, I'll give you a little warning here in about 3 or 4 minutes. It's mandatory that every guest I bring on ask me one question. So you can kind of in your mind, I know you have a brilliant mind, be thinking about that question while you're going to answer another one for me right now. You had a unique situation this year You know, as the season ended at Portland State, you were an assistant under your friend Sherry Merle, who did a terrific job there at Portland State, and a friend of mine, Sherry, is. You had to take over the team when she was relieved of her duties. That had to be kind of unique, eerie, a challenge, every adjective you can think of.
Yeah. You know, I never like to go back to that day, to be honest with you, Greg. You know, the situation was really hard because it's a good friend of mine. And, you know, I came home in a situation where I thought that I could be at Portland State with her for quite a while. And, you know, with everything that happened and so forth, yeah, it was a difficult day. It was a difficult situation. It was a difficult couple of months, to be honest with you, and even further after that. You know, the thing that in this business that is so hard is you just never know what's going to happen, and you just have to be grateful for what you have. And the fact that I was able to be at Portland State and with Sherry, you know, for the 9-10 months that we were together was extremely special because I got to come home. She was the one that's responsible for bringing me home and near my family and giving me a different opportunity that a lot of people didn't do. So I'm very, very grateful for her. It's amazing how our careers have evolved and what's happened. But, you know, things happen for a reason, and I think we're both in a better spot right now. And you know, she's moving on and doing something a little bit different with her career, but difficult times, but I also think really good times too. I mean, I think we both have been in the business long enough. You know, it's not like we're, you know, second year out of college and we're coaching. We've been in the business long enough to know how it works, and we've had a lot of successes and a lot of things that we can be really proud of, and I really appreciate everything she's done for me in the last few years, and you know, I will always consider one of my best friends in the world, and I wish her the best success. And, you know, hopefully she'll follow me and I'll follow her for the rest of our careers.
Very nicely said for the whole interview here tonight. And my next question for you, Jennifer, you mentioned you coached on the men's side successfully. You coached on the women's side successfully. Is it a little bit, like you said, basketball is basketball. There's been a lot of articles, especially in the past couple of years, about the lack of women coaches in the game of basketball. Is that a little troubling for you in any type of analysis as to why there is a shortage, it seems like, or maybe women are just not given the opportunity to coach?
You know, I think it's more, you know, women really just aren't given the opportunities of men. It's not about coaching. It's if you have a woman that has the right personality, that has the knowledge, that person's going to be successful, whether it's, you know, where I coach at the high school level or college level. You know, you look at what's happening in the NBA. There's things that are happening in the last 3 months, 4 months that have made huge impacts with the NBA and even the NFL. I mean, we just had our NFL, the first NFL assistant coach. So, you know, I think it's more personality, to be honest with you, than knowledge or anything like that, because there's not going to be a female that's going to be able to walk into that situation that's not knowledgeable. So it's going to be more of the personality of handling guys and doing this and doing that. And it's coaching. It really comes down to coaching. If you have that passion, you have that knowledge, and you have that personality to put that knowledge so forth and move forward and be strong with it, people aren't going to question you. And I think just getting women to, you know, kind of embrace that and move forward with that, it's hard. Because number one, men, I think, have really kind of knocked that down a little bit, or it's kind of looked upon a little bit different. But, you know, it's just breaking the barrier. And I think we're going to see that's going to softly evolve over time, and we're going to see a lot more women in the men's side for sure.
Okay, Jennifer, big moment here. It's time for that question. If you have one, fire away, and I'll try and give a I'm not going to equal your answers tonight because they've been awesome, but I'll try.
No, actually, my question to you is on that exact line that you just asked me, is when do you think we'll have the first female women's coach in the NBA?
Well, you know, I you know me fairly well.
Or do you
well,
think it
you
will
know,
happen?
Well, I'm going to answer it candidly. I maybe have a different thought and what I'd like to see happen, but I think I'm going to give a candid answer. I think it's still going to be a long, long time. I think it's tough to break through. I think that, you know, Becky Hammons obviously has made a big impact. I think you'll see a lot more female coaches in the NBA because of her. But I think it's probably, I just got my Medicare card this past weekend. And so I think that I will be looking down on when that happens. Although,
yeah,
you know, it would be fun for me to see it happen, because I've always kind of fought for women's rights and had a lot of respect for women, and any women that ever work around me or do business with me would say the same thing. So there's my answer.
Yeah. No, I probably agree with you, Greg. I just kind of wanted to pick your brain a little bit. But, you know, the fact that we've even evolved into the men's game, I think, is a great step. I think there's so many things that can happen moving forward. I mean, like I said, the game of basketball is your teaching. Whether it's men or women, it's the game of basketball. And I will agree that men play a little bit different above the rim than men than women, but there's also a point where there's a lot that are a lot of similarities, and it's going to take that personality, I think, to kind of break through. And I think as we evolve over time, I mean, who knows if it's in my lifetime or not. So, but I would love to see that happen, and I just would love to see more opportunity for women, period. So,
very good. And we've got a little over 2 minutes left, Jennifer. So I kind of do this with everybody. How about a little commercial for why student athletes and their parents should be sending their young women to play basketball at Pacific University and to be an academic scholar there as well?
Well, you know, I think that especially if you are a student that is interested in any of the health professions, I mean, the academics that the school has to offer, the opportunities that we have to offer as a student athlete is incredible. There's so many great programs on campus. It's going to be a family fit. It's going to be an atmosphere where, you know, we provide everything we can academically and athletically for kids. I'm going to work my hardest to make sure they have the greatest experience that they can possibly have. I mean, I can't make everybody happy, but we're certainly going to try our best. And it's just a great school. You know, my sister played soccer there, and so I have some history there. My sister graduated with a master's from there. And just the opportunities that, you know, the school has to offer academically is incredible. You know, we, especially as female student athletes, you know, down the road, that degree is really going to matter, and having that graduation, that degree from Pacific University is going to provide them so many opportunities later in life, you know, that we have the ability to kind of, you know, push their career in a different way that a lot of schools maybe don't have the opportunity to do so. So I'm really excited, like I said, to get these kids on campus and meet them and see what they're about. Academically, I think they're great students, and their vision is really important. And then the athletic experience that goes along with it, we're going to do our best to make sure that they have a great experience and provide their career to, you know, by the time they're done, to have a chance to play and do something really, really special.
I've been doing this a long time, Jennifer. This is one of the most fun and best shows I've ever been able to do, and that's because you made it that way. Awesome job.
Thanks,
tonight.
Greg.
Will you come back and join us in the future?
I would love to. It was really exciting to see you the other day at the golf tournament with my dad. You know, it kind of takes me back to when I was a kid. And yeah, you're right. I'm very proud of my dad and everything he's done. And it's kind of nice to enjoy the coaching, you know, realm of golf, and just the actual coaching experience with my dad is pretty fun. So I appreciate it.
Thanks again, Jennifer Mountain, the brand new coach at Pacific. Not new to basketball. She's going to win there. You better be paying attention at Pacific University in Forest Grove. Good night, Jennifer. Good night, listeners. Don't forget to join us next week, same time, Gregory Crawford on Sports Business. And don't forget to make all your free throws. Good night, everyone, and have a great week.
Thanks, Greg.